made an attempt to as a temple, and
this is awesome. It's awesome that you just started. We're going to have an amazing weekend, and you were in the band, so we're taking away some of the pain. Stan.
Mattress pad, everything.
The kinky comforter, right?
Everything, you know.
I am so excited. I think you can do awesome. Welcome right here. Give it for Stan, everybody. All right, guys, we're going to be starting the show very soon. So we're wrapping it up here. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Everybody take your seats soon, and I will see you up on stage.
Thank you. traditional ensemble, the Matsuritsa Taiko Drummers.
Thank you.
Rachel Reinstra is the current host of the fun ABC Weekend Animal Television series, The Wildlife Dogs. Thanks to her talent as an entertainer and her passion for animals and adventure, Rachel has previously starred in her own series on Animal Planet as the host of the show, Ms. Adventure, where she traveled the world comparing animal and human behavior. She's also hosted the number one design show on HGTV called Design to Sell. And in her extensive career, she continues to appear in sitcoms, films, national commercials, and many, many voiceovers.
I'm Rachel Reinstra, taking you on an animal adventure with the Wildlife Dogs. Now, the keepers say that there's a very special bond between these two gentle giants, Cupid and Tisa. This is Cupid. Now, here's a question. What one of these sky-high giants do you think will give birth first? I kind of think it's, this is Zinni here. He looks to be scratched right under the arm. One mongoose lemur here at the park has a rare condition, and the wildlife dogs are on the case.
Really appreciate this animal. You have to pick it up and hold it.
No, Eric, I can appreciate it right here. I can appreciate you not holding you. It's time to bring on the offers.
Please welcome your host, Rachel Reinstra.
Yeah? Okay. You can keep it. You can keep the big hand. can. Now, just in case you guys run into Mickey, he knows that I do funny, I do silly, but do never tell him that I do goofy. He will take that the wrong way. All right, whoever has the hands, raise the big hands. Who's got one? You? And who else? You? Okay, just so you know, Mickey and I will definitely want some Naked products, especially that kinky comforter. Kinko comforter. At our mouse warming party. All right, I'm done with the mouse jokes. Since we have people from all over the world here today, I would like to say good morning in 18 languages, okay? I've been working on this. Good morning in German. Guten Morgen. And good morning in Danish. Guten Morgen. Good morning in Swedish. Good morgon. These are positive, I guess. Good morning in Chinese. Chao san. I actually ordered Chinese and I accidentally ordered good morning. I meant to say dim sum, but I said chow sum. I never got my food. Good morning in Filipino. Magandang umaga. In Dutch, Guten Morgen. In Bulgaria, Dobro utro. In Finland, Buna dimiyatsa. I mean, really, it's afternoon by the time you get done with that. In Russia, Dobraya utra. In Australia, Kadaimai. In Texas, Morning Parker, where's my beer? Good morning, eh? In Britain, good morning, would you like a spot of tea? In Pig Latin, Udge Orning Me. In ancient Egyptian, where is it? Well, it's a picture of a guy and the sun. It was written on the ancient pyramids, on the walls. That was just a picture. Good morning from the island of Tonga. Good morning in sign language. I got it, that last part. But I got the first part, right? Oh, you can't hear. I got the first part. Good morning from an optimist. Good morning, Lord. Good morning from a pessimist. Good Lord, it's morning. Okay, so that should at least cover half the people here. I love the diversity. I'm glad everybody decided to come. We even have a new president of Deakin from the UK. I got to meet him, very good looking chap. And when I asked him how the company is doing, he said that the company is absolutely brilliant and everyone looks good. I don't think I understood his accent because now I realize that he might have been saying everyone looks good. But that's not what I heard, so I thought he said everyone looks good. So I have a few of these. Does anybody think they look good today? Raise your hand. Yes? Okay. You're going to get a lollipop. Now, I am pleased to introduce to you the man that we've been talking about, the man of the hour, my husband, Mickey Mouse. I'm kidding. The man that I just mentioned, a gentleman who joined Deakin as Director of Sales for the European market in 2011, and soon after was named Managing Director. And in January, he relocated from across the pond to assume the role of president of Meekin International here in the States. Now he brings a wealth of experience spanning the areas of marketing, training, and sales management, and probably some tea. Ladies and gentlemen, not only is he talented, but I'm sure he looks good as well. Please welcome the Meekin president, Mr. Ben Woodward.
Because you know, I need to go in that direction, yeah? And so people will stop and they'll ask for directions, but what happens when you stop someone and you go, I need to get to such and such, and they go, oh yes, I know where to go, it's that way. What do you do? Everyone always has to stand there and listen. And you know, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But you can't say that, can you? You can't say that. So what happens is you go, you know you need to go over there, and you stop someone. Can you please tell me how to get to such and such? Yes, it's that way. You can't go, no, it's not. That just doesn't work. Is this a geography quiz? I just wanted to stop you to see if you know your local area. You can't do that, so they listen. They take it in. But you can't do anything else. You can't turn around and say, how do you get to such and such? It's that direction. Thank you very much. Walk in the opposite direction. You can't do that. So you listen. Thank you very much. Very good. And then when they go, you have to walk in the wrong direction. You have to go, oh, they're watching. I can't say thank you very much and walk somewhere else. When they're not looking, you come and run around, go back this way, and carry on. It's an unusual situation, isn't it, these ways that people talk to strangers. Another example I think that is quite amusing is when you're standing in the queue at the cash machine. Again, you don't talk to people in the queue. Unless the machine isn't working. Yeah? And then they do this, it's not working, the cash machine isn't working. And then what do we do? Oh, thank you very much. I don't believe you. And you look up, you try it anyway. And then you go, oh, yeah, the cash machine isn't working. Yeah, I'll prove that for myself. And off you go. In the car park, looking for a spot to park, what happens? We have this unusual situation, we want to talk to them, but we're surrounded by windows. You can't just say, excuse me, are you leaving that spot? You can't say that. You don't want to sound like you're talking to yourself, so we decide to mime. Kind of sign language. Yeah, are you going? For some reason, sounds come out of our mouth. Have you noticed that? And you start to sound a little unusual. Are you leaving that Yeah, 5 minutes, then I'll, and it starts to sound very unusual. It's almost like we're sounding deaf. And then you get out of the car, I say, thank you very much. Funny, isn't it, how we sound a little deaf doing that? No, I am deaf. Oh, sorry. Researchers have proven that with all of that time in the car park, we spend 3 days of our lives sounding like deaf people. But NECAM consultants all around the world get out there, they stand in the queue, they talk to people. They lost the directions, they turn it into a business opportunity. If someone's getting out of the car or they're looking like they've got a limp or they've got some type of open, I've got something to help them with that. All the time we're seeing opportunity to do something, to take action, to make a difference. So today, as we get together and as we celebrate these 40 years of wonderful success, with all the ups and downs that life brings in between, to make it a truly rich and a truly wonderful experience, we need to celebrate something really important. And that is that willingness and desire and that commitment to not be normal, to be willing to be different, to be willing to stand up, even if I'm the only one in the room that has this belief and this conviction, to stand up anyway because I know it's right. That takes courage, doesn't it? And sometimes you can feel in a business like this like you might be all alone when you first get started in your beliefs and your convictions and your desire to make a difference. But we're here to celebrate that, to champion that. Because one thing I've learned in working with NECAM consultants everywhere now is that it doesn't matter if you're outnumbered. Sometimes a lot of these people around the world get comfort in what they're doing because they're following the crowd. They're swimming downstream. And NECAM consultants everywhere swim upstream. They go against the crowd. They do what is not normal to get better results, because normal is not enough. Being average is not enough. We see things better. We see things in multicolor, in three dimensions. We see it, we just see life in a different way. So we want to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen, not just 40 years of success, but 40 years of championing the cause, of being willing to be different, of being willing to stand alone, to do what is right, and to do it anyway, again and again and again, because that's how we make the world a better place. So if you're ever feeling that way, I want you to think of this, because this is important. If you are ever feeling outnumbered, does it matter to the lion if he's surrounded by sheep and the odds, the numbers are not in his favor? The numbers, when you're a lion, ladies and gentlemen, surrounded by sheep, the numbers are always in your favor. Yeah? And here today we have 1,500 lions in the room, outnumbered by millions of sheep out there in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, the odds are in our favor. So I want you to take courage. You've taken courage for the last 40 years, and we're going to give you some great reasons over the next couple of days to take courage and confidence in the next 40 years. This is an opportunity for us to celebrate and look back, but it's also an opportunity for us to look forward with great hope and great anticipation for what's to come. We're going to be revealing to you over the course of this weekend a new brand in NECAM. A new look and feel that we're going to get much, much better at telling our incredible story. We have the best story in the world to tell, and we're going to get even better at telling it. We're going to make sure that you have all the opportunities, resources, tools that you need to do what you do best. Share that excitement, share that love, share that passion with the world. And we want to simplify that as much as we can. So we're going to be sharing some great things with you over the course of this weekend that we've been working on, that we want to share with you today, give you some progress, so that you can see where we're heading to make NECAM and your world, your business, an even better place. We're pleased to say we've got some wonderful guests with us today that are supporting us and teaming up with us and joining us in our celebrations. We have Dr. Camilla Cruz, who is a wonderful expert speaker, best-selling author on success and achievement. He's going to be with us today. We're also pleased to have, of course, a man that is loved in every country around the NECAM world, Mr. Roger Drummer. We have, of course, as well, Dr. Naidu. Again, needs no introduction. and Greatest Love Products, and he is a man that has Niken in him just as much as every one of you. And it's a pleasure to have him with us as well. We also have a new friend to Niken. I came across him through a consultant who saw him speaking at a TED convention where his TED talk has now attracted 5 million views. I grew up in New Zealand. There are 4 million people in that country. He's had more views on that talk on sleep and the circadian rhythm than there are people living in my own country. He is a professor of circadian neuroscience at Oxford University. He has published many papers, a number of books, and he is just a force for good in the world of the circadian rhythm, which is the foundation of our product range. It all begins with sleep. So he's going to be speaking with us too. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we also have someone else that is very important to each of us. And it's my pleasure to introduce him now to the stage. He has been with us for a long time. Since 2003, he's been with Niken. He's held a number of positions in the company. He's been chief finance officer. He's been controller first, of course, chief finance officer and chief operating officer. And currently he serves as the chairman and CEO of Niken International. I'm pleased to say, not only is he a great business leader and a great man with great experience, he is also a great friend. And so it is with great pleasure that I introduce to the stage now, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Kurt Fulley.